It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us tonight. We've got Sacred Reich singer Phil Rynn. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. It's been many, many years. We are back to talk about the new Sacred Reich album, Awakening. And it's the first record from Sacred Reich in over 20 years. What's the biggest challenge about reestablishing continuity with what you did then?
I don't know. I think the best thing is not to think about it too much and just to play what's coming out. And I had this whole discussion with a friend of mine, because even just thinking about making a record was like, God, what do we sound like? Who knows? It's been so long and we're so far removed. I mean, you know, being 16, 17 when we wrote our first record, you know, in 1987 to now, what do we sound like? And his advice was, you sound like what you sound like. Just go write your stuff and it sounds like Sacred Reich. And he was right. It was really liberating. So all we can do is the best we can do right now and hope that people like it. And we're really excited about the results.
Phil Rynn of Sacred Reich with us. Let's do the title track off the latest record, Awakening, on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie, Sacred Reich singer Phil Rynn with us on the show tonight, talking about the new Sacred Reich record, Awakening. And no new music is the main reason there hasn't been a new Sacred Reich album since the band reformed. What reignited your creativity?
You know, we're not sure. Just, when we stopped playing around, 1997, there were no songs coming. So it just felt like the right time to wind down the band. And then we started playing together again in 2007. And everyone always asked, are you going to make a new record? And the answer was always no, because we didn't have any songs. And then I don't know what changed, but something changed. And then, the floodgates opened and it was like, wow, we have a record. And, I guess probably once again, best not to think about it too much and question it and just go with it. We just feel real fortunate to be able to make a record after all these years, you know.
We're talking about the new Sacred Reich record, Awakening. It's out there now. It's Full Metal Jackie, Phil Rynn with us. Quick break still to come. Josta's weekly pick from The Pit. Also music from Pantera, Motorhead, more with Phil. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, Phil Rynn from Sacred Reich on the show with us tonight. And when you reflect on this latest record, Awakening, on both a musical and personal level, what stands out most about the process of making it?
I think the process was just so positive and fun and open and natural and, all of us together working on the record. We just had a really great time making it. We felt very fortunate to still have the opportunity. And the first night while we were recording, Wiley and I were looking at each other and just kind of like pinching ourselves, like, are we really doing this? And that was really the feeling we had the whole time we made it. And we really just wanted to create it in the old school way, record it very naturally with natural sounds without too much technology in the way. And, the group of people that we had working on it, along with Arthur Risk, the producer, and John Aquilino, the engineer. We just had a great team and a really positive energy while we made it.
Full Metal Jackie, the new Sacred Reich record, Awakening, is out now. Coming up, music from Mastodon, Metallica, Josta's weekly pick from The Pit with Jamie Josta is coming up right after this. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Phil Rynn from Sacred Reich on the show with us tonight. And Sacred Reich has always been a socially conscious band. Given the current political and societal climate of the world, what lyrical statement did you feel responsible to make with Awakening?
Well, I think obviously there's a lot of things going on across the planet. This kind of rise of this right-wing populism, and I'm not exactly sure. Maybe it's just part of the, it's probably just created by a lot of the refugee crisis, which is created by all these countries invading other countries, creating war, displacing all these people. And then it's easy to have enemies and people to point fingers at. So I think for us, it was just really important to go past that and just to say, to focus on good stuff, to be real positive, real encouraging. And I think the overall theme of this record is just very positive and encouraging, and trying to look on the positive side of things.
It's Full Metal Jacket. Phil Rynn of Sacred Reich with us. The latest record from Sacred Reich is called Awakening. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Slipknot, Judas Priest, and more with Phil. Full Metal Jacket. Sacred Reich singer Phil Rynn with us. Again, we're talking about the latest Sacred Reich record, Awakening, the band's first record in over 20 years. And back when you started, Sacred Reich was considered to be part of the second wave of thrash. What still resonates with you about those bands and this music?
You know, it's, I think more than anything, it's just a feeling. I mean, we were really fortunate to be at the right place at the right time when there was such an incredible scene and so many great bands coming up. And we really just felt part of that. I mean, being in Arizona, we felt a little apart from it, you know. But I think it was good to do our own thing and help us develop our own sound within it. And I think just really being part of that just gives you that sense that you can just do your own thing. I think the whole thrash ethos is always just go out and do it, you know. Like, you're the same as everybody else, and the only difference between us on stage and the people in the crowd is that we're holding instruments. So I think that's really the thing, and I think it's still alive and well.
Full Metal Jacket, Phil Rynn of Sacred Reich with us. The latest record from Sacred Reich is called Awakening. Quick break. Up next, new music from Slipknot's We Are Not Your Kind record. We'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with Phil. Full Metal Jacket, Sacred Reich singer Phil Rynn with us tonight. And Phil, Buddhism has been a fundamental part of your life for a long time. In what ways does metal overlap with Buddhism in terms of having a positive effect on a person?
Well, I think that, you know, how does metal and Buddhism intertwine? I think, you know, metal is malleable. It becomes whatever you want it to be. I mean, that's the beautiful thing. There's so many different kinds of music, even just within the metal genre. So we can play, you know, just heavy, hard-hitting music and still have a very positive message with it. And I think the thing that's wonderful about metal is a community. In Buddhism, it's called the Sangha, you know, the group of people. So in metal, we have the community. In Buddhism, we have the Sangha, and we're all in it together. So I think that's the part that really resonates.
Pick up the latest Sacred Reich record. It's called Awakening. Phil, it's great to talk to you. Thank you so much for checking in, and good luck with this release.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much.
It's Full Metal Jacket. Stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.